It's called Let's Keep the Flames of Hope Alive. Never let the fires die. Let's keep the flames of hope alive. And never let the fires die. Take the lie of the lie.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Steve.
It is 2024.
2024.
Which means it's 40 years since the album Declaration came out in 1984.
Yes, it is.
It's also almost a year, no, almost 2 years since we've done an Alarm podcast.
That's correct. It's been a little while.
So I'm thinking because Declaration was really our entry into the Alarm 40 years ago.
Yep.
And in 1984, we got Declaration, I think it may be March or something, but after it came out, I think maybe if we can pull it off, we can do every month or so record a podcast about a song from Declaration.
Sounds like a great idea to me.
And the first song on Declaration is
Declaration.
Declaration. And that song actually came from the song For Freedom, which has never actually been recorded officially. There may be a recording, but never released officially. But it was on the Alarm EP as a live version. So I got an idea. Why don't we listen to the first half of that song and then we can talk about it.
Okay, let's do that right now.
Okay, so first of all, the beginning, the Wild Indians at the beginning. Do you hear the woo-hoo-hoo at the beginning?
No.
Okay, go back, rewind back again. Listen to this. Okay. Like rude or anything. That's what our sister told us that the Alarm sounded like on stage when she saw them at the Golden Bear in Orange County.
Oh, yes.
She came home, she's like, I saw this band and they jumped around like wild Indians on stage because it was the early 80s and we were kids of the 70s, and that's what people, that's how, what people thought of Indians at the time. Not
yes.
that not that we actually think that now, but yes. I remember that's how she described them.
Yes.
Like it was wild Indians jumping around.
It was an awful description of Native Americans.
Terrible.
But I understand what she meant.
What she meant was the popular portrayal of Native Americans in movies and television had them sound like that.
Right.
And that's what she was thinking because that's all she knew at the time.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Okay, let's listen to some more. Okay, we went in a little bit. Okay, so that's exactly like the Declaration one, right?
But take this song of freedom,
put it on, and arm yourself for the fight. What fight, Mike Peters or Eddie McDonald or Dave Sharp? We're not really sure.
We're not sure, and the critics sure ripped them for not having a real fight to fight against.
That's right. But this is retained for Declaration, but the next part is not. So go ahead and play it.
Blind your eyes now, or listen to the devil liar.
So don't let them blind your eyes now. Don't listen to the devil's liars.
The devil liars, the devil's liars. Don't let them blind your eyes now. Don't. So this is, you know, a song of youth movement optimism, basically post-punk, looking at what happened in the punk rock era and seeing what worked and what didn't work.
With some vaguely Christian...
vaguely Judeo-Christian overtones,
yes.
in the sun. But it's like, you know, if you actually see them doing this at the time in video, which you can see in YouTube all over the place, they are sticking their guitars up in the air and playing like there is no tomorrow.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, now let's pause this and let's go and find the actual one from Declaration. You got it up.
Take this song of freedom, put it on and on yourself and goodbye.
All right, so almost the same, right?
Except for
extended a little bit longer.
Yeah, it takes a lot longer. It takes a lot more time to get to this point. But it sounds fantastic.
Yeah, and it's a lot more. There's a little bit more bass. Once you rewind a little bit, let's listen to that again. You can hear there's more bass going on. Yeah, rewind a little bit more here.
Take this song.
So it's not just acoustic guitars in this one. They're actually playing a bass and two acoustic guitars.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
It sounds like.
Which is what would happen in all the shows after that. Okay, you want to come on, listen to the lyrics?
Put it on and on yourself and fight. Our hearts must have the courage to keep on marching on.
Well, there you go. Our hearts must have the courage to keep on marching on and on, which then leads us into Marching On.
Marching On.
Which would be the second song.
Which is the next song, which is a great lead-in.
It's a fantastic lead-in for our song. So this
to us as teenagers.
So this is the iconic moment of the original Alarm, right? Is you know, the shows that I love the most started with this. Declaration Marching On and ended with We Are the Light. And this iconic beginning is, some ended with Blaze of Glory. But I think ending with Blaze of Glory, and then they would come out and do We Are the Light, like let hold the audience go. This is the iconic beginning. This is the guitars stuck in the air and strummed like there's no tomorrow. You see this happening.
We need some video here to show that.
Yeah, I remember seeing this when I was like 15 and going, you're going to bleep this out. Holy f***ing shit, what is this?
Well, and you know what? We will use less than 20 seconds video so we can show this stuff in video.
the thing is that like at 14 and 15 years old.
14, this was it.
I felt this.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know what I was so angry about. I don't know what was making me so upset.
It was the early 80s. It was early 80s. I was angry.
I felt this in deep down, and what I felt about the Alarm was that they were on the same mission I was on. I didn't know what that mission was.
Right.
No idea. But I thought they were on the same mission that we were on, and or I was on, or you
we
and I.
We were all on the same mission. Right.
Okay, let's pause this for a sec, and let's see if we can pull up a live
version. All right.
So now let's listen to the live one from Strength, 1985, 1986. I think this is in at the Boston Orpheum. And this is probably the quintessential version you'll hear about the Alarm starting and playing Declaration before Marching On.
This was what we saw live for the first time, too.
This is what it really sounded like. Yes. Go ahead.
Oops, Jeff and I may have got a little overzealous here and run afoul of fair use by playing too much of this song in a row. So enjoy a little bit of Boardroom Discuss B, a royalty-free song that came with their video editing package.
Our hearts must have the courage
Well, we're skirting the law right there by playing the whole thing, but let's talk about it, because what we're really doing is we're not just playing the song, we are commenting on it, and to us that is that
quintessential
alarm,
the
right
beginning
there
of alarm gig.
Yeah, the excitement from the audience, and of course, you know, all bands come out and the fans are excited.
All bands got an opening,
but here's the thing. The alarm comes out, and all the fans are excited, and then they feed that excitement by sticking those guitars in the air and starting strumming them like there is no tomorrow, and playing a song that's all about everyone getting up, getting behind them, and us going and doing whatever we're supposed to go do.
And really, it was about DIY, do your own thing, and I think... critics at the time were very critical of them, saying like, what do you want us to do? And that they were, the point for the band was not telling you what to do.
Right.
Just go something.
Do your thing.
Don't be complacent. Do something. And so, you know, whatever. Music critics are a dime a dozen.
Everybody's a critic these
Everybody's
days.
A critic these days. But
even
anyway,
us, we're kind of
critics.
We're
I'm criticizing the critics.
Yeah, criticizing the critics. Anyway, that is track number one from 1984's Declaration by the Alarm. And we'll be back later with track number two, which is Marching On.
Which it feeds in very nicely.
Yep.
Okay.
It's called Let's Keep the Flames of Hope Alive. Never Let the Fires Die. Let's keep the flames